Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, the next exciting hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, the International Forecasters. We analyze what's going on throughout the world. Well, I'll tell you what's going on throughout the world. The economy is contracting. It's contracting in Asia. And certainly the FedEx, United Parcel planes that are flying back and forth across the ocean are only about half full. In other words, basically people are not buying electronic products from the Asian market as they were before, and the economy is contracting, certainly in Europe, and the economy is contracting here in the United States, and the housing market doesn't look good, and there are real economic problems throughout the entire world. And of course, this whole thing is brought on. It's all created, ladies and gentlemen. The major American corporations are sitting on about $2 trillion, this is the Brotherhood of Darkness corporations. If they were investing that money in creating jobs and opening new businesses, why the economy would be booming. But that's not what they want at this time in history. The banks are sitting on $3 trillion. They all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. The major banks control 70% of the economy, of the funds, in the United States, and they're sitting on that money. They're not letting it out. Oh, maybe a little bit here and there. They let it crash to their buddies within the Brotherhood of Darkness, but not to the small businesses that make 70% of the jobs. And as long as there's no money available, the economy continues to contract. It figures people just say, well, the government's doing everything they can. But are they really? Oh, no. They're giving the impression that they're trying to solve the problem. But look and see. They always say, oh, well, you've got all these. We're going to come up with a new program on housing so people can keep their houses. And we've appropriated $30 or $40 billion to help the people, because that's what we're here for, is to help the people. Main Street, not Wall Street. And people keep losing their homes. And, oh, shucks, well, that didn't work, but we'll come up with a new one. And, yeah, what do you know? That one doesn't work either. Good evening, Bob Chapman from International Forecaster. I want you to tell us what's really going on in the world, not what we're getting through the controlled media.
Well, I think you covered a bit of it. The current downturn that really began back in 2000 was bridged during that process by the real estate boom and then the collapse. And it's been an ongoing feeding of the economy with money to keep it afloat. And actually, part of that was to offset as well the causes of the situation which exists in the economy through that real estate, which is causing a drain on the economy. And they continually have to keep up in front of that in order to make the economy move sideways to upwards. And so all the inflation that we see is caused by the Federal Reserve printing money and credit and, just simply doing what they want to do. And the outcome of this has been, from time to time, higher and higher inflation.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be right back. Well, Bob, you're talking about, of course, how the outcome is higher inflation. You go right ahead.
And that's what is driving the economy. And the economy.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Of food, certainly the things we put most of our money out. Well, they say, well, of course, you know, certainly core inflation rates with houses dropping in value and car prices not going up that much. The core inflation, if we exclude, of course, food and energy, certainly is not rising. But food is one of the major things we have to pay for. And certainly rents are going up as well in many places. Well, Bob, of course, is talking about how the Fed, everything it's doing is not solving the problem. I personally think they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to realize that they want to destroy our economy and ship our jobs and our manufacturing and our wealth overseas. The purpose of the Fed is twofold. One, to have a stable currency, and two, the secondary mandate is full employment. Well, we've got an unemployment rate somewhere between, well, they admit 9.2%, but if you read the U6 figures, it's over 16. That's U6. And then if you take out the birth-death ratio, it's over 22% either unemployed, underemployed, or just given up looking for work. And there's certainly responsible economists will tell you that. Is the Fed fulfilling its mandate? We're not supposed to have inflation. Look and see what's going on. Well, Bob, you pick up the story. Why is the price of gold and silver dropped so precipitously? Actually, the price of gold was down, I think, 5 or 6% on Friday. The price of silver was down 18% in one day last Friday. What happened?
Well, it's your government at work. There is no way that that market would respond that way. I mean, you're looking at a situation where in for 3 days, that's 3 out of 4 days, the price of gold fell $350, and silver was down $16. Now, I've been doing this for over half a century. There's only one other time I saw a large drop, and that was on October 19, 1987, when the stock market collapsed. And in order to take people's attention off of that market, the Federal Reserve, through the Bank of England, attacked gold and dropped it $100. But other than that, there's never been any large drops like that before. Now, we've had large drops here in the last 6 weeks, twice, engineered by the Fed for different reasons. And the ultimate reason is to keep it down if they can. And so this one here was sort of a Lollapalooza, so to speak. And I think that that they, again, have overplayed their hand. They have taken things too far. They have to understand that when you're coming down, you wipe out all the small and medium-sized speculators. And as far as they're concerned, that's fine. But on the other hand, when you go back up, there's no resistance. And that resistance leads, lack of resistance leads to a move upward in gold and silver, which are as exponential as the ones going down. And we just saw that twice. In fact, the second time we went to a new high of 1928. And so I think we're going to have a move right back up again. They must have spent, including commodities, because they attack commodities as well. They must have spent something on the order of probably $50 billion. And you can't do that every day.
And because they're manipulating the market. And the way that they were able to bring the price of gold and silver down was in the commodity market. And what they did is they, you know, here we've already had drops for a couple of days in gold and silver Wednesday and Thursday last week. What did they do on Friday? They raised the reserve requirements. In other words, you had to put up half again or twice as much money to have a contract. These are leveraged contracts. They knew this would simply wipe out the gold, everybody in the gold commodity market. Of course, nobody in, should be playing the commodities in the option market, because that's a great way to make a small fortune out of a large fortune. And basically, most of the people lose because they do this thing. And faced with the falling prices, they should have lowered the margin requirements. Instead, they raised them. Why? To wipe out the people so that the longs would make a great deal of money. I said the shorts would make a great deal of money, and the longs would simply lose it. All of these people, if you were in the market, you are wiped out and you're impoverished. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, in that process, they were shorting, and they were already short at higher prices. And in shorting, they will ultimately, in order to accomplish a profit in that process, they have to cover their shorts and buy their derivatives and sell out their options, which would probably be puts. And when they get to wherever they see resistance, and I think we started to see that today. And so I think there's a good chance here in the next week that we could move back upward just like we did before. They can't continue to totally suppress. No one has the power to do that. And we're looking at countries like China, Russia, Mexico, Iran, India. They're continual buyers.
Another buyers of gold and silver is what you're saying is because they've lost confidence in the dollar. They want something that'll that'll hold its value. And if they put their money into T-bills, which a lot of people are doing, T-bills, T-notes, T-bills, basically, of course, why the interest rates are so low with the inflation rate, they're actually losing money. Gold is the only thing that is the real currency that challenges the dollar for supremacy. And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that this is different than any time in contemporary history, because other nations and central banks and people throughout the world are buying gold and silver because they've lost confidence in our currency, in American dollar currency, and then none of the other paper currencies have any stability. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm simply an observer, but I want you to know that the financial counselors are all lying to you, because if they told you the truth, they'd be in real trouble. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Bob Chapman, and Bob, pick up the story from there.
Well, I think the dollar is only stronger because of the problems that are prevalent in Europe. And yes, it has gained contagion, these other currencies. We saw the Mexican peso go from 11.5 to 13. That's downward. And there was no reason for that. There has been a few currencies that have held their own because of the relative quality. But it's really the problems in Europe and the euro that are the basis to other currencies getting weak. And so if you use the USDX, yes, it's up from 74 to 78, we'll say. And that was caused by other weakness, not by strength of the dollar. The strength of the dollar doesn't exist here. It's just a reaction to currencies that have other problems. And that could probably last for a while, unless Europe come up with a solution. And I don't know that that's going to happen. Europe has spent 10 years digging a hole for itself with a currency which was very ill-conceived from the very beginning. And I think there could be further downside in the euro, which means the dollar could go higher under these circumstances. We'll know better on Thursday because the German Bundestag is going to vote on whether there should be an extension of the money flowing to Greece and other countries that are in trouble, and a transference of fiscal power within Germany and other nations into a fund which would have the authority to be the final word on fiscal finances in each country, and also the ability to issue bonds.
But, of course, that destroys German sovereignty. The last thing in the world that the German people want. Mrs. Merkel, the premier over there of Germany, has lost, I think, 5 of the last 6 elections, showing people have no confidence in her. They have no confidence in her political party. So, basically, of course, if they go along with this program, they're going to lose the support of the German people. Of course, I suspect that all the other parties are controlled by the same people. They play the game. They pretend to be different. But the thing is that the German people, the people of Europe, don't want a united Europe. They want the sovereignty of their nations. They've been lied to ever since this whole thing started, telling them, oh, this is simply a trade. The European Union is simply about trade. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's about sovereignty. It's about the loss of freedom. The people don't want it. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Well, Bob, let's go. We've got a couple of callers on the line, and let's go to Ernie, who's calling us from Spokane. Ernie, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. How you been, Dr. Stan?
Doing just fine.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Gold and silver are down dramatically. It's all manipulation. Bob believes it's going back up again. I believe it's going back up again. Jimmy Rogers, who's very often quoted as a financial guru. He used to be in a practice with George Soros. He lives over in Singapore. He's made billions of dollars. He says it's only a matter of time before gold and silver goes back up again, and he's expecting it to be well over $2,000 here, an ounce gold in the very near future. Well, let's go to our Tom calling from Ohio, and once again, our telephone number is 1-800-324-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Tom. Do you have a question or comment?
I just had a comment, and I wanted to say something after the comment.
Go ahead.
What do you think about Jeb Bush as a candidate? I think they're going to roll him out. I've talked to people down in Florida when he was, they said when he was governor, he was worse than George, his brother.
What do you think about that, Bob? Jeb, how about a third Bush presidency?
Well, I think it's a possibility, and they may be allowing these two people who might be in that control category to knock each other's brains out for the next 6 months or so, and then have him come into the race.
Makes sense, doesn't it, Bob?
But Tom says it makes sense, doesn't it? Yes, anything. Believe me, it is all political theater, Tom. Basically, this is the greatest show on earth. The last thing they want is somebody who really believes in America is not affiliated with the secret society.
Yeah, I got one more thing, Dr. Stan, and then I'll get off the phone. Yeah, P.T. Barnum trained him well. I wanted to say that I knew it would be a matter of time before David Rockefeller yanked the chain. And also, they moved him to northern India to be upstream of the radiation so he wouldn't get sick. So, you know, just another dog that goes on and on and on. You're right, Dr. Stan. The show just goes on, and thanks for taking my call.
God bless. Thanks very much. Well, once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You got a question for Bob. But, Bob, certainly the economy, as you certainly read about it, it appears the economy is really contracting in Europe. The economy is really contracting over in Asia. Certainly it's not just China, but all the countries over there certainly are not producing as much. At least they're not selling as much because people here in the United States are not buying as much. And so it would appear that all of the countries in the world are going to are beginning to slip into this gigantic recession. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you're right. And yes, that is reflected in Europe. It happened over the last 6 months. And Asia and others sell to Europe. And if Europe's slowing down, America's slowing down, they're not going to export as much, and that, yes, is happening. And, you know, Asia kind of thinks that they have some kind of immunity, and they don't. And they're going to suffer just like everybody else. I mean, if on a scale of 10, 10 being worst, Europe, England, and the United States are 10s, you might have Singapore as a 5 or a 6. You might have China as a 6 or a 7. You're thinking problems. You might have India as a 6. You might have Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, Canada as 5s. But nobody's going to escape this. They're all going to pay. And they've all enjoyed the largesse of being able to have good economies, all of which was built on credit that shouldn't have been issued in the first place, because a good part of that credit was given to people who really didn't have the ability to pay it back.
And I think Bob makes a point in his latest newsletter, as he has in several more. What do you do when you have this worldwide contraction? Why, you have a war. And that's why, of course, we're involved with toppling the governments in Egypt, and we're involved with the toppling governments in Tunisia. If you really believe that happens because some guy set himself on fire. We had somebody who set himself on fire in this country, didn't even get the back pages, you know, on one of the tabloids. And, of course, we see the similar things happening all throughout the world. We're preparing for World War III.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Really wanted to solve the problem, they would get the major banks, but they start making loans again. They could start loaning to the small corporations, small businesses, which of course make up 70% of the economy, 70% of the jobs. But the question is, do they really want to get the economy going, or do they want to give the impression that they are trying to do something? And so that's the big question. Or do they just sort of want to try to hold this thing together until they can get World War III going? And that'll be great for the economy. Always is. That the war is a wonderful way to get out of a mess like this. And you rally the people behind the government patriotically. Without, of course, ever understanding that in war after war after war, we've always funded the enemy. Why? Well, you can't have a war unless you have an enemy. And suddenly during the Second World War, American corporations were actually building the weapons in Germany. I'm talking about General Electric, General Motors, AT&T, suddenly IBM, Exxon, American banks, building the weapons and financing the Germans so we could have a war. Terrible thing to contemplate, but if you look at the history, and we've sent a letter, if you'd like to, I found among Colonel House's papers at Yale University, where Ambassador William Dodd, the American ambassador, writes to Colonel House, 1936, saying, why are 100 American corporations over here in Germany building the weapons for the German army? Nobody wants another war. That was 1936, the year that Adolf Hitler sent his troops into the Rhineland. How was he able to do it? Why, the American corporations, the American factories that turned out the weapons for the German army, which, of course, was totally inadequate and incapable of accomplishing anything in 1933 when Adolf Hitler took power. And 2 years after that, in 1938, Hitler was able to invade both Austria and the Sudetenland because he knew, of course, that the West would not do anything to oppose him. He had, because nothing as it appears to be, and of course we see the same pattern during Vietnam, we see the same pattern going on today with the war, all these attacks, you know, on Americans' bases over there in Afghanistan, in Iraq, being funded by Pakistani and Pakistani intelligence. And who funds Pakistani intelligence? Why, American tax dollars, but we can't let the American people know we create the best enemy money could buy. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you'd like to give us a call here in the Central Coast of California. But, Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster and get the information from you twice a week that they're going to need to be able to survive during the very difficult times that go ahead. Bob, go right ahead and tell people about the International Forecast.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesday and Saturday. Runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. All the things that you need to know each week are in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com. intforecaster.com. For those of you who would like to ask a question, or get a free copy, or get a copy of our latest recommendations and gold and silver shares, you can email us. And that address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call toll-free, you can call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, Chris, what happened to the gold and silver stocks when the bottom dropped out of the market last week?
Well, they went down, generally commensurate with the drop in gold and silver. But about 3 to 4 weeks ago, and I'm a tape reader. I was a trader for years, and I saw the beginnings of accumulation of gold and silver shares by institutions, mutual funds, etc., and particularly institutions that had not been involved with them, you know, previously during this last 2 or 3 years. And that's a trend that's going to expand. And they bought all the way down. And I'm sure that they'll be buying, like, very strongly here while the price of gold and silver are down. They were up today, and gold, actually, at the very, very end, it came fairly close to even. But the December month was off 1880 at 1621. And that access market, which trades later through the evening, until Japan opens, and it actually it continues to trade. It was up $9 from there, and silver in December was up 50 cents, whereas it was off 12 cents in the spot market, and gold was off in the spot market about $46. So they came back, and the shares did as well. And I'm sure that institutions are in there picking up these, what could be described as super deals. And it wouldn't take much to take these shares back up a modest 15%, which is what they came down approximately. And so I expect that we're going to see further accumulation in companies that have good earnings. Price-earnings ratios are low. They should be much, much higher than they are. And you can thank your government for all this manipulation and intercession in the market, because they're the ones who are causing this. This doesn't happen by chance. There's no such thing as coincidence. And now they're in there doing this. And it's not a very good thing to be doing to investors, whether they're Americans or people who live in different parts of the world. It's wrong. It's not a free market. And it's going to continue to lead the shares. We'll move away from the price of bullion because of the leverage involved. And so I think that you, as a buyer of gold and silver coins and bullion and shares, to look forward to another quick upside. And if that's the case, you could make some nice gains. For starters, I don't recommend people trade these stocks, because the professionals will have you for breakfast. And I know I've been there and I've done that. And so that's where I think things are headed in the gold and silver market. And there's no way it can be slowed down. You've got heavy inflation in Europe and England, in the United States. Real inflation in America is 11.4%. And I predicted about a year and a quarter ago, that I thought that we would have 14% by the end of the year. So we're not too far away. And I expect, you know, during October, November, and December, we could get up there somewhere close to 14%. And don't forget, we have in the pipeline the inflation that's incumbent from stimulus 2 and QE 2. That hasn't hit the economy yet. And if they were to try to make a recovery and the banks lent money to small and medium-sized companies, the money that they have at the Fed would be used to do that. And the minute they lend it, what happens is it gets monetized and it creates inflation. So coming by behind QE2 and stimulus 2, we know we're going to have QE3 to an extent. How deep, we don't know yet. But, you know, we could be looking at inflation at 25 to 50%. So I think people should be mindful of that. And then you have these financial problems. It looks like finally Greece is going to partially default, which is not good for them. They should totally default. And but even with a partial default, it's going to continue to cause problems in Europe. And there's so many bad things going on. I could go on and on. I mean, Dr. Stan talked about employment in the construction industry. Now, why are they building 550,000 homes a year when they've got an inventory of 3.8 million? And we may have an inventory of 11 million 4 years from now. I don't get it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Basically, of course, there is a real increase in the availability of office space and certainly of business space. Certainly, if you go down up and down the streets, even the town where I live, of course, you'll find an awful lot of empty storefronts. Used to be all filled, and now they're not filled. Because, of course, businesses are simply being forced to shut down because they cannot generate sufficient funds. And this is happening all throughout the world. So the Asian countries are having difficulties. Certainly, even Brazil, which has been just booming until recently, is beginning to have some real economic problems and real inflation, and they're having to do everything they can to try to cut back that economy before the booming economy destroys the value of their currency. You can get a booming economy if you inflate the amount of money, but eventually, of course, somebody ends up having to pay for it. Well, our number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment on what's going on in the world today. And basically, we have John calling from Spokane, and we'll get to Jack in just a moment, but let's get to John. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, for either one of you guys, and I may have heard this on Radio Liberty, but that the end game of this all is what I heard is techno-feudalism, where the Brotherhood of Darkness has advanced the civilizations, or whatever you might call it, over the ages to the point where we now have this advanced technology. We don't need the humans. We can put everything back the way we want it and get rid of a large population of the planet, and the rest will be slaves for the elite. But now we don't need the middle class because we can do most of it with technology. What's your take?
Bob, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree completely.
Okay, and I certainly would agree with you as well, John. Basically, okay. We're moving towards a technocratic society. Okay?
Yeah, that does it.
In fact, if you go back and you read the book Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote in 1970, it was called Between Two Ages, America in the Technotronic Age. That's what it was all about. He anticipated, he knew it was going to happen. And they've all known what was going to happen, and what they want is a feudalistic system run by a wealthy elite, which is why they have been financing communism and socialism for years, and then using that as an enemy so that we could rally the people behind the government to have more control of our lives. Thanks so much. Let's go to Jack calling from Michigan. Hi, Jack. Do you have a quick question or comment?
Dan, yes. What a morbid thought that is, technocracy. First of all, Dr. Stan, do you have Between Two Ages available for purchase?
No, we don't. It's very expensive. I bought it initially for $6. You can probably buy a copy for $50 to $75 now, secondhand. But of course, they've suppressed this book. They probably shredded most of the copies. The last thing that they want the American people to know are the views of the man who was picked to form the Trilateral Commission. Anything else, Jack?
Well, hypothetically, I keep remembering the Constitution's mandate for, a monetary system with at least a silver backing, and so JFK began printing U.S. Treasury notes backed by the silver dollar. So I'm just, if hypothetically Congress, which is on the take, evidenced by the Wall Street bailout of 08, and then I think Bob might corroborate this, didn't Paulson then come back a month or two later and demand Congress turn over the Treasury to the Federal Reserve? They would have total control of that.
No, he never had that audacity. Anyway, thanks very much for calling, Jack. Let's go to Dan calling from Palm Beach, Florida. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Dan, how are you hearing us down there in Palm Beach?
I'm listening to you on the internet, Dr. Stan.
Okay, very good. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question for Bob, and this is my question, Bob. I've heard you on a variety of programs, including this one, talk about how at least portions of the American military would not take an order to fire upon people. And so my question is this, what if anything could or would precipitate a break within the American military, you know, at the highest levels, where they would decide it was time to intervene and basically displace the oligarchy that's currently running things? I'm not saying a reversion back to the Constitution. I just mean them taking over and basically, cleaning the clock of a good portion of the oligarchy that's got a stranglehold on the...
All right, Bob, how would you respond to that question?
Well, first of all, it's an excellent question. And it's my feeling that the Pentagon, which gives the orders, is going to find that the officers under them, colonels and below, probably 90-95% of them are not going to respond. And
most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Arresting Americans and rounding them up and putting them in concentration camps, I would simply point out that that Ron Paul gets more support from the U.S. military than all of the other Republican candidates for president put together. And Obama gets almost no support from them. Basically, the military knows what's going on, and most of them are very, very patriotic. They're willing to fight and die for their country, but not for the globalists. So we're entering a very difficult period. Prepare yourself for that and hope and pray that it never gets to that point and that the American people will wake up and simply expose a subversive element at 58 East 68th Street in New York City. That's the Harold Pratt House. And that these people will be arrested for treason because they are a subversive element within our society, using their wealth to control the military, the banking system, the corporations, the leaders of both political parties, our educational system, our tax-exempt foundations, and our media. Once you understand that, why, if things really begin to make sense, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses go with both of those, which you can get. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get my, certainly my talks on the World Revolution. It's a DVD where you'll hear my interview with Ambassador Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, when the American government, knowing Fidel Castro was a communist, brought him to power. And then, of course, if you have any questions that this is true, we carry David Rockefeller's book where he openly brags about how his daughters go down to visit with Fidel Castro all the time and how Fidel Castro comes up to talk to the Council on Foreign Relations and David Rockefeller. And then on page 405, David Rockefeller brags about the part that he's a secret cabal that's working against the best interests of the United States, trying to form a new international order. And he says, if that is the charge, I am guilty, and I am proud of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we carry Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies, where Barry Goldwater openly tells us that the purpose of the Trilateral Commission, organized by Zygmunt Brzezinski, is to seize control of the political government of the United States. On page 280, Barry Goldwater will tell you that the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to seize control of the political government of the United States, and they've done it. We carry secondhand copies of that book. Behind everything are powerful spirits or forces. And Sydney, you'll certainly want to get the 4-CD set by Constance Cumby, The Aquarian Conspiracy. That's The Aquarian Conspiracy. Her DVD, The Emergence, talking about the new world leader who's coming. That's The Emergence. You want to get her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We have it in second hand. The copies of it, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow by Constance Cumby. If you look and see what's going on and it doesn't seem to make sense, remember it's because there is another force out there. And these items which we're talking about will introduce you to the other force, the other dimension. And there is another dimension. We live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. And until you understand that we do live in there is another dimension out there. The Bible tells us not to be involved with it. It tells us to avoid the astrologers and the mediums and the fortune tellers. But we need to understand that there is the other world there. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Go there, listen to our programs 24 hours a day, and then please, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Oh, Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, basically our guest for the next hour is going to be Barry Shamish. And Barry is the investigative reporter who's actually, lived in Israel for 30 years and reported on the corruption there at every level of the government, pointed out how they tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. Did you know that Benjamin Netanyahu was at least at one time a member of the Council on Foreign Relations? Did you understand the close relationship between Henry Kissinger and Benjamin Netanyahu and David Rockefeller? But basically, of course, you're not supposed to understand these issues. Well, Barry, of course, did such a good job of exposing them over there in Israel that there are threats against his life. He was forced to come to the United States. But, of course, Israel's loss is our gain, because Barry does give us a different, entirely different slant on the things that are going on in the Near East, the Middle East, because, of course, he's coming at it from an Israeli point of view. But, of course, he has access to information you won't be able to get elsewhere. And we're going to have a fascinating talk this evening. Hi, Barry. How are we doing?
We're doing pretty good.
Are we going to be talking about that book, Banished? Well, you go right ahead.
Yeah, I think it's important. It's called Banished. The author's name is Eliza Bas Menachem. Leave it at that for now. Let's just talk about this book she wrote.
All right. Now, basically, this is about what happened to the settlers in Gaza. Many of them had lived there 40 or 50 years, and they had a very prosperous society. They had greenhouses. They were growing vegetables and flowers, sent all over the world, a very, very successful community. But the people in that community were forced to leave their homes without compensation. They were banished and sent to Israel, where many of them are still living. Well, go right ahead with it. Tell the story.
Sent to Israel, they were in Israel.
Okay, go right ahead.
That's the background. That's certainly the background. I had already written, basically this book, if you want to know the truth, but it was nonfiction. It was called Bye Bye Gaza. And it had an effect. I know Eliza. I've known her for many years. She won't acknowledge that any idea came from me. But nonetheless, she certainly wrote a book that is from my perspective. It's what's known as a chick book. It's for women. It's these long books that are filled with intertwined characters and way more melodrama than men can usually handle. But men will like this book because it's the truth. Now, that's a dangerous thing, doing a historical novel in this style. Well, if you don't believe me, there's the worst movie you ever saw in your life. It's called The Help. Which tries the same thing, and it's just a dreadful soap opera. This book could have become The Help, but she wrote too well. Oh, I hear the music already.
You're right ahead. I'll tell you when you got to stop. But basically, it's a book about Gaza and about the people in Gaza, and of course, the terrible injustice done to them by the Israeli government, to these Israelis. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll just give you a few quotes from the book so you can understand this author. Quote number one.
Hold on. I guess you're going to have to hang on there. We'll get to that point, okay? But just hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish. We're going to be talking about a book titled Banished. Barry, go right ahead.
Now, again, I've never read somebody writing the truth in fiction And frankly, I barely read it in nonfiction. What's going on in Israel and what's being done to the religious and the settlers is a human rights travesty is what's going on there to these people. I mean, they live in, massive insecurity. They don't trust their police. They don't trust, I don't even know what they trust anymore, but they sure trust in Israel. And that's what's kept Israel from not having a civil war, in that the victims are the most patriotic citizens you've got. And they don't want to start a civil war, so they're just easy pickings. Now, to get rid of the, well, let's use her quotes, and you'll get a better understanding of her perspective. I'll give you a few. Quote, "We are under the constant surveillance of the police and Secret Service. The Secret Service pays Arabs to stage a terrorist attack to get rid of their political opponents. I've been saying that for years, and it's so true that the call of the Israeli secret government, it doesn't matter how you define it, they're working with the terrorists. The terrorists want to kill Jews. The army won't stand in their way. The police won't stand in their way. They'll get away with it, provided we tell you who to murder." And the list of this in my books alone, way back when I wrote Save Israel, well, what can you say? I just listed all the dead that were set up by the government. Now, Arabs might have done it, but not without the permission of the secret Israeli government. And she writes that. Next quote. Oh, and by the way, she doesn't just write it once. It's an ongoing theme in this book, is the terror attacks. And I'll talk about that some more, how they got rid of the Gazan Jews by killing Israeli soldiers. Look, the secret was to get the Israeli people to overwhelmingly back this, what they called the disengagement. It's the eviction is what it should be called, but it was called the disengagement. Like, they were disengaging from that terrible place.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and very simply pointing out that this book, it's called Banners, is written by an Israeli woman who's sitting talking about the tragedy that befell the people, Israelis living in Gaza, a very, very effective community. And, of course, the whole idea of the part of the Israeli government working under pressure from the American government was to force the Jews out of Gaza, out of these settlements in Judea and Samaria, back into this very, very small little country there, where, of course, they could be watched and controlled. And, of course, this woman, Sydney, has written this book, Banished, talking about how the settlers were constantly monitored by the police, by the secret police, and furthermore, how the Israeli government was hiring Arabs to carry out atrocities and even in many instances to kill Israeli citizens. Basically, I'm sure that the former residents of Gaza really don't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness. They really do not understand the true nature of the evil that exists. But they know something's wrong, and yet they're dedicated, patriotic Israelis. How do you then reconcile patriotism, love of country, when your government is working against its own people and hire professional killers to come in and kill us at the leaders?
They weren't professional. They weren't hired. Oh. They were working hand in hand with the PLO.
Okay, fine.
There was no money that anyone got for it.
Wait a minute. The PLO is being largely funded by the American government.
Oh, well, if you want to trace it that far.
Right.
Well,
basically, of course, I think people have to understand the American government is financing the PLO. The American government it put out $150 million to train the the Palestinian police and military to arm them in preparation for the coming conflict with Israel. But then we, of course, finance the Israelis, too. We finance both sides. But, of course, the people, key people there are within the Palestinian movement, like Yasser Arafat. We gave him literally billions of dollars. And, of course, it was supposedly to go to the Palestinian people. He put it in his own bank accounts. And this was done with the full knowledge and support of the Israeli government. Nothing makes sense if you look at it logically. If you understand it's all illogical, then it all makes sense. If you understand that the Israeli people are being betrayed, just as the American people are being betrayed, go right ahead, Barry.
All right. Now, Eliza Bas Menachem is not Israeli. She's a Chabad woman from New York who spends a good deal of her time in Israel, that's for darn sure. But I don't think she has Israeli citizenship. Look, she is
Jewish?
Of course she's
okay,
Jewish.
Okay, go ahead. Well,
you can't get any more Orthodox than Chabad.
Okay, you go right ahead then. See, I'm not acquainted with that term, so I've learned something tonight. Go ahead.
I'll fix that up shortly as well. Look, it's written from the Chabad point of view, and that was something she couldn't help. That's who she is. But it's got a marketing defect. When people hear it's written by Chabad, they think it's a religious book. It is not a religious book. It's a historical book. I'll give you another quote that at least gives that perspective that this book is being written from. And by the way, the right perspective, forget all the Chabad stuff. I'm talking the objective politics here. Next quote. Administrative detention was revived to incarcerate rabbis and activists and hold them indefinitely without pressing charges. Boy, that has not gone away. Look, the police come into your house. They don't tell you why they're there. They take you away, put you in something called administrative detention, and they can hold, after Gush Katif, they held 400 women, young teenage girls, in prison with none of them had charges. The charges came later. They can round up anybody. Forget habeas corpus. What she's saying is what is going on in Israel. Now, the next quote I can say that I helped her a lot on this one. This is the one that I exposed. There was a massacre in Hebron in 94 by one Baruch Gladstein who didn't do it. It was a setup to get the Jews out of Hebron. That's what the Israeli government is doing. They're killing Jews. They're killing Arabs, too, to make a point to get the Jews out of Hebron. They set up this Baruch Goldstein to be the, let's use her quote and not my point of view. Her quote is, Goldstein was set up so they could make him the icon of an extremist settler who represents all settlers. That's exactly right. Now, she, of course, this isn't the end of the story. You have to read the book where she describes how they set up Goldstein.
All right, for our listeners, of course, he apparently, the story was that he went into this mosque and locked the doors and shot a whole flock of Muslims there. Of course, it really wasn't true, but it was a great story, and of course, it created a great deal of animosity and then was used to justify forcing the Israelis out of Hebron. But it was all a setup. Go ahead.
Well, they're still in Hebron. Luckily... Oh, it's too complicated. I won't dive into what happened, what the government intended, and what happened. But there is a Jewish community in Hebron to this day by some miracle. Most of the city has been returned to the Palestinians, but they didn't force the Jews out, which was what they were planning to do, just as they did in Gush Katif in Gaza. How many years after that? About a decade after that. Now, look, you you have to look at how she wrote it, and then I can actually tell you, well, facts that I know. What she did is she altered the names of real people. And not very well. Or at least you can tell who she's talking about every time. And, you know, like, oh, here's a name that you should know. In the book, it's Flash. And she's referring to Martin Schlaff. He's an Austrian casino crook who blackmailed half the Israeli government. And he was guiding the events and the psychological operations and the murders behind the scenes. Well, she won't get sued because she used Flash instead of Schlaff. But the real thing, where her most stinging criticism is directed, and I agree with her, it's the leaders of the settlers, the Jews, who betrayed their own people. And the people who were going to protest the so-called disengagement had so many infiltrators, but she names two of the big ones for special attention. Now, let me go through them. She calls him Adam, and he's the head of the Vodka Lot. He's, in fact, Pincus Wallerstein, who was then the head of the Yesha Council, supposedly the umbrella organization for all the settlers. And, well, his mission, his government mission, was to be the leader of the settlers and pretending to fight the disengagement. Well, in fact, all he was doing was organizing time and energy wasting distractions to wear down the revolt. And I saw through every single one of them, and it was so frustrating to see these settlers couldn't see past it. And it was just as, well, obviously just as frustrating for Aliza. Look, Wallerstein, I went to his original meetings to see what the Yesha Council was planning. And what his first plan was so unrealistic. And I was at the announcement meeting that he would gather all the settler youth and we would camp outside the Knesset. This is in January. And we would camp there for a month. In January, Jerusalem is wet and freezing cold in January. What it came down to, I said, you got to be nuts. All you're going to do is wear down our protesters, which is exactly what it, well, that was the plan. And that's what happened. They got sick. They got sick. Their energies were sapped from them. Like colds to bronchitis, whenever you're getting sleeping in 20 degree weather, rainy weather, in the middle of Jerusalem, doing nothing, doing absolutely nothing.
But you see, the whole idea is to give people the idea they're accomplishing something, even if they aren't. It's to keep people busy. What you do is you set up all sorts of artificial organizations. You infiltrate the enemy, you infiltrate the conservative movement here in the United States, the liberal movement, the Christian movement. You give the people all these programs to keep them busy so they think they're going to accomplish something. And all of the programs are designed not to accomplish anything. And what you're really describing is the same thing going on in Israel, having all these students, you know, sleeping in tents, not accomplishing anything at all other than getting sick. And I think you're absolutely right. Barry, they use these techniques throughout the world. They use them in Israel. They use them in the United States. And we're going to have a march here. We're going to have a song there. We're going to have a meeting there. And it's all simply to give the impression something is happening, knowing full well that it's being led by people who are intent upon losing the battle, but losing the battle valiantly. Well, Barry, it looks like they use the same techniques over in Israel.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
And basically, of course, this woman who wrote the book really goes into the background of these people and suggests that these people were playing a game. They were betraying the Jewish settlers, and Barry is in agreement with this. In other words, they were giving the impression they were doing something, but they were really working to further the goal of this small group of traitors, Juden rats, who run Israel today. And that, of course, was to betray the people of Gaza. But go right ahead.
Look, Avinair, not only did I know him personally, I'm not even sure I've mentioned this before. I was paid, and by the way, any pay was good for me. I was paid about $1,000 to find out why Jonathan Pollard wasn't free, to get the facts. Something was holding this back. He should have been released. They paid me to find out why. And I did find out why, and I won't dive into it right now, but the person who paid me and took my material was Rabbi Avinair. All right, so I knew him. And by the way, what did he want it for? It certainly wasn't the truth. What he wanted it for, well, to keep this truth out of the public's eyes. He wanted to know the truth, not to reveal it, but to keep it hidden, which he has done for many, many years since I wrote that report for him. Now, that report takes up a chunk of my book, Subtitles Free Labor Zionism and the Holocaust, why Pollard was incarcerated and remains so. Avenir paid for the report. Now, Avenir, this was afterwards, by the way. After I wrote the report, there was a huge expose of Rabbi Avenir and Mariv. And they got a dozen women, all with their separate stories of Rabbi Avenir molesting them. He was a molester of teenage girls. Now, this should have been the end of his career right then and there. And, well, it wasn't. And how he got out of that, well, the government gave him an option. You will guide the disengagement, the anti-disengagement youths. You will guide them away from their protests. Or you just go to prison. And for a good long time, and you'll see how well in prison they like child molesters. Given that choice, he didn't really have an option. You know, if that were given to me, that you have to help the government destroy the country or go to prison, my option would be to take the next plane out of there and just never go back. I wouldn't do either. One way or another, he agreed to completely corrupt the minds of the real protesters, the young people. The old people weren't going to protest. The young people were going to protest. It was his duty to make sure they didn't. Now, all right, I'm going to give you her quote before I talk about a little more about Rav Avinair. Here's her quote. I'm going to do the whole quote. Reliva, remember, that's Avenir, stroked her cheeks with both hands, held her face and looked into her eyes. Then he ran his hands down the side of her neck and held her shoulders. What if I promised you that if you do your job in the disengagement, that God will reward you with a home of your own, a loving husband and beautiful children? It was a satisfactory meeting. The next time the wretched rabbi would begin where he left off with a hand on each knee. And I just wrote, well, she's got him right on target. That's exactly what Avenir was doing. Oh, I hear the music.
Go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop.
Well, look, what we're dealing with was the leaders of the very people who were deeply opposed to the so-called disengagement were thoroughly infiltrated at the top of their organizations. Their religious leader, that's Rabbi Avenir, and their political leader, that's Pinchas Wallerstein, were guiding them into complete and abject failure.
Well, I tell them, well, we're not going to take calls here. Our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. We'll be back here in just a moment as we continue discussing the book, Banished.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I.
Well, Barry, you go right ahead.
All righty. Now, look. All right, we left off with Rabbi Avenir. And, look, there's, what can I say? There was a place, it was called Kfar Mimon. again, the protesters were supposed to meet at Kfar Maimon. That's about 20 miles from the Gaza Strip to begin a three-day protest march to Gush Katif for Gaza. And as soon as I read the plans, I went on the internet and I said, what are they nuts? Who's going to march 3 days? You go next to the gate of Gush Katif and you march. You don't march across the desert. It was the end of July. It was the hottest time of the year. Nobody over 40 would have physically made that march. And I wrote, don't bother with this. Just go there by yourself. But what happened is the organizers mentioned that it really isn't as dumb as everyone is saying. So in other words, my message got through. But it didn't stop people from gathering at Kfar Maimon, even though they barricaded it. So I went to Kfar Maimon, and I'm not sure how much they barricaded it in retrospect, but I showed him my press credentials, and I got in. When we were there, I smelled the rats. Oh, settlers would get ready to start the march. There were about 50,000 of them. Then they would be told it's not going to start yet. An hour later, get ready to march. No, we're talking to the court now. Now this Wallerstein and...
Hold that thought, Barry. We're going to be back here in just a moment as we continue with this incredible story of Banished. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Barry Shammy. She's telling us the story of what really happened there when area of Gaza, which was a Jewish area adjacent to Israel,
was
part of Israel, and basically when they were betrayed and the people there were betrayed by the Israeli government and their spiritual and political leaders. They were betrayed by their political and spiritual leaders. Well, before we go on, Barry was just talking about this march was going to be held, but of course everything was done to disrupt the march and to discourage the people and to get them all ready to march and then cancel the march. And basically it was planned at a terrible, terrible time, right in the middle of the heat of the summer, just as the camp out before Tel Aviv was at the coldest, before the Knesset was at the coldest time of the year. But of course the people would get ill because of camping out in front of the Knesset, and here and then they're going to have a march in the hottest time of the country. It's all intent upon disrupting any efforts to object to what the government has planned. But most people cannot believe that their political and spiritual leaders would betray them any more than the average American could believe that their political leaders and spiritual leaders would betray the people of America and our quest for freedom. Well, before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can get to your PayPal button. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the book you'll want over this discussion is Bye Bye Gaza. And that and another dozen books in various editions are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my name. Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. Now, to get Lisa's book, Banished, go to my website and contact me. That's the easiest way I can think of to do it. And that is barrychamish.com. And... well, I guess that's pretty... I've got a DVD, a brand new one. It's a good one. I hope you've seen it, by the way. You haven't, have you? Did I lose you? Hello?
Oh, I've got to take the fifth like the people from Solyndra. It's sitting on the top of things to do, but anyway, go right ahead.
Oh, right. Well, here's a phone number if you want the latest or any of the DVDs, 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. But I'm going to repeat my website. If you want Elise's book, I can get it. I can get it to you. Go to barrychalmers.com. Look up my email address and just tell me you heard about Banished. Now let's get back to Fleur-Aimé Mon. Now I'm there with my table selling books. I must say that the era of revolt and protest in Israel were great for me. I sold thousands of books. Every time there was a protest, I would take my table and my suitcase and I put down the books and people bought them like crazy. Now, at Fleur-Aimé Mon, someone from Galei Tzahal, that's the army radio, very popular in Israel, is recording me, and I knew what to say for the radio. And I said, look at the trap they set us up in. It's nothing but a trap. And I repeated it and made sure it was on the radio. Within half an hour, no more, I had my own personal agent. I knew that she was my agent, and she knew that I knew that she was my agent. This was Iris Cohen. Iris Cohen shows up and says, what are the things you're saying on the radio? Look, Iris was so obvious, such an obvious agent. You know, when I wrote about Goldstein, when I really exposed what happened to Baruch Goldstein, and I exposed it very well in a book called Israel Betrayed. When that book came out, she phoned me up and said, I hear you published a book with Goldstein in it. This, by the way, is in Hebrew. She doesn't know English. And I said, yeah, Iris, but you won't like it. It's in English. She shows up at my house within 40 minutes with an English-speaking woman and takes the book. I mean, she was following me everywhere. And at Fleur-Aimé Mon, I told the Israeli people through the back door of Army Radio that this was nothing but a setup. And, well, the Shabak were there within half an hour. Now, back to Banish. And by the way, Banish spends a lot of time on Fleur-Aimé Mon, and she talks about Aviner and Wallerstein on the dais leading the people in circles. They're not leading them to, they get the people to march, and then they block them and say, go back, the police. No, the trick was, we almost have a Supreme Court ruling. Go back until the Supreme Court decides. And then everyone, like little sheep, walked back. And I watched this horrible, horrible misuse of these young settlers. But that's not what bothered me. What bothered me is how stupid they were. That's what bothered me. They cheered Aviner. They cheered Wallerstein. And Wallerstein, by the way, at Fleur-Aimé Mon, had lost his cool. He was yelling at the audience to shut up. I'm speaking. It was a psychopathic display. But again, I don't blame Wallerstein or Aviner. I blame this stupid settler youth who followed them. And let my frustration be known. I did my very best. And nothing helped. And again, Elisa mentions the tricks that the government used for the righteous removal of Jews from Gaza. They murdered Israeli soldiers in their APVs. That was the first atrocity. They were blown all over Gaza. The Arabs took their heads and they took them into their towns and they put them up on sticks, and it utterly shocked the Israeli people into believing that it's not good to send their children to serve in Gaza. they'll end up with their heads on a stick. By the way, the next, again, these operations were so blatant. The APV, there's, read the book to look at, you don't put explosives in an armored personnel carrier. That's why they call it personnel. But the next one was an army base where three soldiers had their weapons removed from them. For whatever excuse, don't even bother with the excuse, phony excuses, and they were separated from the other soldiers. And this was a pretty big camp. There were 500-600 soldiers in there. One night, there was a gate was opened, and the terrorists found the only three soldiers on the base without a weapon and murdered them. And it was just so blatant, and it didn't take a really deep thinker to figure out that's impossible. And then every time there was anything that could harm the disengagement, more murders. The Cohen family, they were going to participate in the Likud Party anti-disengagement referendum, which, by the way, passed, but Shula Cohen and how many of her children, I mean, her children who survived were in worse shape than the ones who died. It was a horrible massacre within Gush Katif. And then 2 days before the disengagement began, to top the cake off, they got themselves, well, he was just like Yigal Amir, the murderer of Rabin, supposedly. Same thing. He was a secular boy who decided to go and live in Tapuach, a settlement known as a radical settlement. And 2 days before the disengagement began, he got on a bus and shot up a town called Shu'afat, a Druze town. There are those settlers who are protesting the disengagement by murdering Arabs. When the disengagement happened, the Israelis viewed it as they deserved it. They couldn't care less about the tragedy that was, had, well, they couldn't care less that people who lived in their homes for 35 years learned to farm sand dunes, were put on buses with no compensation, and that was it. They were left by the side of the road. The Israelis couldn't care less because of all these psyops.
Basically, you're talking about the settlers forced out of their homes that they built and their greenhouses and their livelihood.
Well, Gush Katif.
Right, and they were forced out of that, and then they were forced to leave. And the Israelis, by this time, psychologically, really put up no resistance. They, well, gee, we got to stop this. You know, there's so much violence and all these things. And things will be better when, the settlers have been forced to leave. And they play games with their minds just as they play games with our minds here in the United States today, creating all sorts of crises, the civil rights movement and the violence and the murders and the assassinations. Playing games with the minds of the American people as they play games with the minds of the Israeli people, their master manipulators. Go right ahead, Barry.
You know, I did not criticize the book, but she missed such a big chapter. And I should have mentioned it, but I want to give this the best review I could. What happened with the women in green, and they had over 2,000 young women in, well, it was the Palma Hotel, it was the Neve Dekalim. In comes the provocateur, Itamar Ben-Gvir. What can you do? He started a little war with the Arabs. He was taken away, luckily, before the violence started, taken to the police station, who he was working for. And in short, they got something that didn't, it was never an Arab Jewish issue. It was a Jewish issue. They managed to turn with a big sign pointed to the next village saying, Muhammad is a pig. Like, that's not a provocation. They come there with guns. They start shooting them. Within a day, the biggest demonstration for the Jews of Gaza was broken, a legal demonstration, I want you to know, was broken up as a plea for the violence it was instigating, and that was the end of that protest. She didn't mention that in the book, and I consider that central. They had reached a point where nobody was left helping them. Now, there was one person, and I'm going to do some criticism, but it's not criticism of the book so much as criticism of the readers. Look, it was less than a week before the disengagement, and the head of the Chabad Yeshiva, all right, that's a school, called me up, and on the spot he said, listen, I can sneak you into Gush Katif, get down here, I'll tell you the real background. And I did. Normally, nowadays, I wouldn't, without notice, just do a thing like that. I think my youthful energy of those days has dissipated somewhat. But nonetheless, I went there and he told me the whole story of the leaders, especially Rabbi Avner. Oh, he told me stuff that I'm not going to tell you right now. He is way, way more wretched than even Aliza imagined. But, and I have a lot of ties. The Chabad kids were about the only ones who saw through the settler leaders. And he just gave me the full report, and I released it. And it didn't help. And needless to say, whatever I did, it didn't help. Look, it's reached the point. I got a phone call today from an Israeli friend of mine in Florida. And he just said, did you know that Kissinger and Moshe Dayan, it's on TV, it's on the news right now, that Kissinger and Moshe Dayan rigged the Yom Kippur War? And I said, Chanoch, what, are you telling me something new? I wrote about this 25 years ago. And he kept trying to tell me what he's watching on TV, and I said, yeah, like I didn't know that. Nothing I do at the time works. Nothing. I have analyzed why. Normally, intelligent people can't see a truth smacking them in the face.
That's because they really don't want to believe that their leaders would betray them. They don't want to believe things are as bad as they are. I know, I've been in that position. But you have to be objective. You have to keep evaluating it. And suddenly you realize how wrong you've been. But none of us wants to admit that we're wrong. But, of course, hopefully...
No, I don't think that's it at all. I don't think that's it one little bit. I'll give you an example. At Fatemi Mon, finally they... Oh, I won't tell you the story of the phony march and this and that. Finally, it broke up, and everybody went to the new campground. Pinchas Wallerstein had decided we're going to march from a new campground even deeper in the desert, and people got in their cars and dutifully headed to this place. And I was parallel with another car leaving, and I said, it's a trap. You know that it's... we've been set up. And he said, not to worry. Pinchas knows what he's doing.
But you see, he didn't want to believe that the leader of the movement was actually betraying the people. He did not want to believe that they were being led by traitors.
He didn't suspect it for a minute.
That's right. You see, people don't want to believe these things. And if they don't want to believe it, they're not going to believe it. What we have to do is get people to think. And to challenge everything they believe and go over it in their minds and analyze it. And when you do, you suddenly realize, I've been taken in. And this is what we have to do. This is what I do 5 hours a day, trying to get people to think. Our guest has been Barry Shamish. Fascinating analysis of the book Betrayed. And of course, the
Banished.
Banished. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, Barry, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Oh, is that it, huh?
Well, that's
all
us.
Right. We covered the book well enough.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ.
Hi, this
You'll
is
find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
They were murdered as well. Well, they murder Americans, they murder Israelis. These people have no sense of morality because my personal belief is they worship a different God. But be that as it may, we don't want to get into a theological discussion. Fascinating program, Barry. God bless. Thanks very much.
My pleasure as always.
Bye bye. Okay, the book, of course, is Banished, and if you want to get it, you can get it through Barry. Well, this is the time when I have to simply remind you that certainly the views expressed here are not necessarily those my views at all, but they're the views of the speaker, and certainly, but we think it's a fascinating approach, and we think that there are many of the same problems in Israel that there are in America today. We are being misled. The American people are being misled. The Christian conservative movement has been undermined and infiltrated. The liberal movement has been infiltrated. Every aspect of our society is infiltrated by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. What is the Brotherhood? Well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. You need to get the syllabuses. You need to hear the material that we have from Constance Cumby, her book. You need to read it, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. They're admittedly secondhand copies, but it's so vitally important. You need to get their 4-CD set, The Aquarian Conspiracy, and then her DVD, The Emergence. You need, of course, to get the other material. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Remember, we're having an all-day conference on the 23rd of October. That's the 23rd of October, and we hope that you're going to be able to come and bring your friends, and we've got some great speakers coming. And we have to know who's going to be here. We're serving Lent. It's going to start, well, doors going to open probably at 7:30. Program will begin at 8:30 and go through till 5:30 or 6 o'clock. You'll learn a great deal. So, again, the number to call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. You can see the list of books and videos and DVDs and 4-CD sets and tape sets that we carry. We cover every aspect of what's been going on. And the treasonous acts, the betrayal of our American soldiers in Korea and in Vietnam, and in the First Gulf War and the Second World War, yes, even the Second World War. If you want the books on how we financed the Nazis and built the weapons for the Nazis, free books available from Radio Liberty, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, and Trading with the Enemy. That's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, who had a clearance, security clearance, three levels above top secret, and Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham. All available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You want the letter written by Dr. Dodd, by Ambassador William Dodd to Colonel House in 1936, asking why American corporations, 100 American corporations, were building up the war-making potential for Germany in 1936. We'll be glad to send you that free. If you get anything else at all, we'll be glad to send it to you free. You need to have